Blog Talk Radio.
Not one of those people who feels that because a man let off a small span you is entitled to anything after you. When a woman share her body with you, is when she share her body with you. I don't business if she has your purchase a yacht and like a mountain and like a star for her. However, we cannot sit down and go online and just attack out the man's up because it is not correct. Clearly, if you meet the man and today you are making money, you're not interested in this man for any relationship. You do not want any conversation or even in fabulous body. What you think is that this man is the type of ATM that you don't even have to put in a yard. You just throw it and money come flying off, flying off, flying off.
Baby, you go love me, your love is sweet like tangerine. Baby, you go happy, me, your love is sweet like. Baby, I go love me, your love is sweet like tangerine. Baby, I go happy, your love is sweet like.
If the level can check us, we go. Open fridge and I drink daddy big stuff. Mostly refined girl, more can reach out. And I'm NCA, more can speak out. Man, no three times, I'm Ipa
fast. When we talk about Ipa, when we talk about Ipa, we know we're talking about the Yoruba spiritual system as we know it in the diaspora, the Caribbean, you know, in Brazil, in Cuba, in Haiti even, you know. I think in Haiti they call it Afa. At least that's what I was told. I'm not quite sure. Just like in Togo, they call it Afa too. Benin, they call it Fa. And then, you know, all over the world, they have a lot of other names for Ifa, right? And what made me talk about this topic is because I myself want to understand love in a way that, you know, is conducive to Ifa, because sometimes we think on love and just it being like a feeling. Even the dictionary describes it that way, you know, that love is like a feeling or something. And it's more than that. It's more than a feeling, just a feeling, especially like an attraction and stuff. They think that's love, you know, but I made a post here the other day saying that, you know, I can love somebody without having sex with them, without seeing them, without getting anything from them, whether it's monetary or otherwise. And, you know, knowing that it's a unconditional thing. That way you could love almost anybody, you know? Unconditional love, that it's a kind of spiritual love, like, you know, how can you love somebody and stop loving them even sometimes when they do terrible things? You still love people, right? And I think that's because it's beyond the physical, right? Mm-hmm. So here in Ifa now, it has 278 times the word love is mentioned in Ifa, as far as I have found, right? 278 times. That is a lot of times if I talk about love, let me tell you, okay? When if I talk about love, we're talking about this in a different kind of way, not in a way like how we feel. Even though it talk about relationships with people, from person to person, even intimate relationships and things like that. But it talks about love for the world, you know, love for different things other than a person. Okay? Love for what your spirit have inside, what you have inside of you, your own spirit. Just like how, you know, many of us love this African spirituality. We love whatever kind of spirituality we do. We love it is the same way, like how the people would say, you know, they love with Jesus and they sing all these songs and whatnot. It's the same kind of feeling, you know, that Ifa is talking about. So we have a few, and I want to jump right into the Odus that talk about love because, you know, Ifa always tell a story, like these stories, about what love is. Ashe, Kina, hi beautiful. Thanks for joining. Yes. You know? So And we talk about love, you know, Ifa, the first Odu that talk about love is, of course, Ejiogbe. You know, Ejiogbe is the most senior, the 250-foot Odu. And Ejiogbe is talking about when Olofi, okay? Now, when we say Olofi, we're talking about Olorun at the same time, and we're also talking about Olodumare at the same time, okay? And for some reason, there's a threefold God, like a trinity, okay? Olorun, Olodumare, and Olofi is basically like one, okay? They just have different aspects of how, you know, the governing of creation, period, right? So, as the story goes, the earth was what? Corrupt, like how it is right now, right? And Olofi wanted to destroy it, okay? Because it was just too corrupt. The people were bad, okay? But when he reflects within himself, you know, when the force say, wow, how can I destroy my magnificent creation? Man or woman, the human being, was the most beautiful. And this is how we know. We are taught that even in Ifa, that we are the next thing next to God. We are, you know, there's God and then us, because we are the first Orisha. We know that. We know we're the first Orisha because if we ain't having it, nothing else goes on. Okay? So that's why we got this thing we call Ori here. And Ori is basically our Orisha, our inner self, our outward self. This is our Orisha. This is the only Orisha that says, come with you when you're born and leave with you when you die, right? Okay? So Olofi wanted to destroy the world, but he loved what he had done so much that he decided to give the world and the people of the world another opportunity for to redeem themselves from all the stuff that they did. So then he started to think, well, who is the best candidate to go to the earth now of the Iwamole to fix this? He asked for Orumila, right? But Orumila didn't want to do it because Orumila had already been to earth, and the people like basically ran him out with all the, you know, all the things that Orumila was saying. The people ran Orumila out of the earth and he went back to heaven. So this actually is the second time that Orumila came to earth, and it wasn't easy either for Olofi to get Orumila to go. He had to really coax him to, you know, go, right? And finally, Olofi convinced Orumila to go and complete this mission of, you know, redeeming the people, telling the people, you gotta, you know, work in love, you gotta do right, otherwise, Olofi gonna just destroy it. Big bang, boom, it's gone, right? So, Olofi said, okay, you're going. I mean, Olofi said, yes, he's going, but then he said, on one condition, I'm only gonna go, right? If you go with me. No, he wanted God to come with him, boom, down to the earth to see about dealing with the people. And he did. He came, he stayed for, how the story goes, he stayed for 6 days, and then after that he went back. Okay? Now, when you talk about loving that kind of way, you know, you can imagine, I think a lot of people, something that they create, you know, like our children, you know, even though our children may be bad, you know, some of us, you know, our children do things you don't love, and, you know, they get into trouble. Some of them do things, you know, and that is just very terrible. You still don't turn your back on them because you love them. They're yours, right? They're your creations, right? Okay? So I want to say something about Olorun too, because when you talk about Olofi, I say again, Olorun, Olofi, you know, are the same, okay? So let me tell you a little reference in regards to, I was looking on, you know, deeper meaning of Olofi, but I found a reference on Olorun instead. And Olorun means owner, you know? So that's just like what I'm talking about when you say we own our children, right? Those are ours, okay? That's our creation, right? So Olorun is considered the head, right, of all the deities. And if you look in Yoruba text, you find a lot of mention to Olorun, right, to the word Olorun, as in referring to the creator, not so much even Olorunmare, Olorun, okay, in the Yoruba text. So here, Olorun is responsible for the 1,700 divinities, okay? A lot of us say about the 401, but according to this write-up on in Oxford references, Olorun is responsible for 1,700 divinities that actually interact with us human beings, okay? Okay? He is also called Olofin Olorun, or Olofin Orun, Lord of Heaven. Also, he is Olodumare, Almighty and Supreme. Olorun itself means owner. You know, that's my Lukumi Orisha name. You know, Lade Olorun, you know, and I figure it to mean the crowned in heaven. That's the name they gave me. And I'm very proud of my name. Wow, you know, I think it was something, you know. Anyway, so Olorun is considered to be active, right? Right? Active sky god. He is also the discerner of heart. You know how we feel. You know, how we are, what we think, what we feel inside. He who sees the inside and the outside of the man. You know, because at the time, we don't be showing what we're really feeling inside. You know? So, when we talk about he's active, we talk about Olorun, we're talking about he's always active in celestial and terrestrial affairs. So he's on heaven and earth at the same time, interacting with us, right? Okay? And Olorun, it says, is able to do all things. He is the enabler of all who achieve any end. Okay? So if you achieve something, you credit it to Olorun. No one has ever seen this king. Okay? And, you know, I had a dream that I went to heaven. Right? And it was, I just, I went to heaven and met Olorun. Mm-hmm. And of course, Olorun was a very, very stunning looking man in the guise of a man, right? And he had a castle. You know the colors of Ashe, you know the colors of Ifa, of the old world of Ifa, which is the green and the burgundy. The whole room was set out in like some deep wood, like some wood, nice, shiny, beautiful wood, maybe mahogany. So it looked like a burgundy, and then it had green lights all over, you know. It was really beautiful. And then there was, of course, I went in, there was a bedroom. Ashe, how you doing, Ashe? There was a bedroom, and in the bedroom was like, I mean, the most beautiful bed I ever seen. you know, beautiful bed, beautiful bed, you know, and everything. And he said, you are my wife. And I was like, oh. And I just said, okay, that was it. Greetings, greetings, I shall love to you and the family. Tune it in. We're talking about love, what the Obi say about love, right? Okay? So then now, this Oxford paper synopsis here says that Olorun created the universe, appointed night and day, arranged the seasons, and fixed the destiny of men, right? Whenever a misfortune befalls a bad person, the universe says he is under the lashes of God. Death was his creation too. At first, men did not die. You hearing this? Okay? First, men did not die. Even, you know, the Christian people say that too. You know, that's why them people, you know, Solomon and all the whoever else in the Bible, they used to live hundreds and hundreds of years, you know? Abraham and, you know, all of them, you know? So they grew to an immense size. That's what he said. That's what the people say here. People did not die. They grew to an immense size, and that, you know, alludes to people who are giants. You know, something that people don't believe in, okay? Some people don't believe those things, but, you know, if you go into your dreams and all the things that you see, you have, like, memory, like some kind of embedded memory that these beings, different beings, appear in your life, in your dreams or whatever, you understand? And then they have some significance in your real life. So he's saying that here, that the people didn't die. Men didn't die before. They grew to an immense size, after which they shrank into feeble old people because there were so many of them creeping around. Listen, men prayed to Olorun, begging him to free them from long life. You hear that? It has so many people that people actually beg God to free them from living, to having to go through that whole cycle of, you know, shrinking and, you know, going into giants and then shrinking. They beg Olorun to let them die. And this is the way old ones die. That's what he says here. Like, this is interesting. So anybody want to go look further into it, you know, you go into the Oxford reference. In the Dictionary of World Mythology, you'll find Olorun in quotation marks, Africa, right? So like the other gods in the Yoruba pantheon, Olorun is served by priests. They enjoy an important social status, virtually nothing being done without their ministration. The training period for the priest can last as long as 2 years. Okay? That's what they have here in Oxford Dictionary. So let's go to the next thing on love. I mean, we know we're not going to get you the 278 times that love is mentioned in this. We're not going to get you, but let's go ahead, because I know there's some kind of thing for somebody out there that needs to hear this right now, okay? So, this is the other thing. How the rainbow was born. You know the rainbow, right? That when we see a rainbow, you know, how the thing is, make a wish, make a wish, make a wish, make a wish. And they also say that how the rainbow, when it go from one end to the next, there is gold or treasure at the other end of the rainbow. And we know when we see a rainbow, it's like, you know, the sun is coming out after, like, you know, some rain. The sun is coming out and everything is bright and it's just stunningly beautiful, right? Everybody loves to see a rainbow. Mm-hmm. So how this story goes is that the world was created, right? But the one who was to do it, the world was supposed to be created, right? But the one who was supposed to do it was, you wouldn't even guess who. Everybody, you know, I just finished telling you about Olorun and the world and everything. But here in Ogbe Oyeku, that's the Udu verse, Ifa is talking about the rainbow specifically. But they're telling the story of the world was supposed to be created, and it was Ogun. And we all know the story about Ogun forging the way, coming down on the chain, and forging the way for Obakala to come down with the five-fold chicken to scratch, right? But it was Ogun who came down. He made the chain, and he came down and cleared the land and everything, right? Okay? So anyway, Ogun is the one who had the chemical ingredients and knowledge of the chemical ingredients for the Orisha, especially for the Orisha Dan, you know, which is Osunlare, or it could be called, Kelly Marie, you could correct me if I'm wrong, it could be called Aida Widow, the Rainbow Serpent, right? And who was Olokun's brother now. You listen to this. Osunlare is Olokun's brother, right? And they two love each other so very, very much, right? Osunlare was a priest. And they had trust in each other. They trust also in Ogun, okay, to prepare all the chemicals for their family. The family has to be the family of the water spirit. You listening? And people say iron and water don't mix, right? Okay. One day, here we go again, Olofi got sick, right? I say, yeah. They say God got sick, right? God got sick. And all had done sacrifices, and all had done work, everything they knew to help Olofi to come back to better health. But everybody failed, okay? But it was Eshu, right, who was known over. So Eshu was known by every deity, right? And Eshu said he's going to find out, you know, how to help Olofi. So a message went to Eshu to please, you know, help Olofi, you know, get better. So the message was received, and Eshu was so proud to say, like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go help Olofi get better and everything, right? So what happened was Eshu went to talk Osunlare, right? Okay, the Rainbow Serpent, and had the Rainbow Serpent say, listen, you gotta send a rainbow to heaven, because if you don't send this rainbow to heaven, you know, Olofi's gonna get sick, and if Olofi gets sick, no telling what's gonna happen next, right? But Osunlare said, can't make the rainbow without the chemical reaction that Ogun makes, without the combinations for the chemicals, right? Okay? All right? So, and happens so, the same chemicals that put together by Ogun in the water, right, is what Olofin had to drink, right, to cure himself, okay? But who was going to take the cure to Olofi? No, none other than the Rainbow Serpent, none other than Osunlare. I like these stories, okay? And you're talking of, when you talk about love, you got to be like, wow, that's a big job. That's like, wow, all of this had to happen, okay, in order to do such a magnificent thing as to save God, you know, from pots dying. You know, when we talk about God now, you know, people, you know, some people are atheists. They don't believe there's a God. But I believe that everything is from a reaction of something else. Everything comes, God knows how many things it took to make these headphones. And look at us human beings, you know, we are like very complex beings. Well, you know, what are all the things in us? They say we even have fish-like qualities. We start out as a little tiny tadpole in the womb. You know what I mean? So, everything is just magnificent. So you take a combination of things. So anyway, who made the drink, the mixture? You put all the things together to make the rainbow happen, okay? To make the chemical reaction. Now we're talking science now. The chemical reaction that makes the rainbow, right? To make the rainbow happen, and it happened, okay? And therefore, the cure was available for Olofi, and the mission was so wonderful, and they even just seeing the rainbow cheered Olofi up. So Olofi had, his sickness was even not so much about, you know, it wasn't, what can I say? It was more about the heart, okay, than anything else, okay? And in this form that Osumare took those, you know, took those, made this chemical reaction happen with the help of Ogun to form the rainbow. And Olofi saw how beautiful the rainbow was. And guess what Olofi want now? Olofi never wanted the rainbow to leave heaven at all. Okay? Osumare had to convince Olofi that, listen, I have been all over the world. I'm providing this same thing for them. If you don't let it happen all over the world like how I happen with the same chemical reaction and everything, a lot of people would die too if the rainbow was missing from the world, okay? And that remember, the rainbow always bring good fortune. You see a rainbow, you think about wealth. You think about riches, okay? You think about happy feelings. You think about anything that you would desire to have, okay? That's what you think about. Mm-hmm. So there we go. Another great gesture of what is called love, and in a different way, not other than thinking about it, just a human being sex thing or whatever. You know, that's how they describe love in the dictionary, you know? It's about, you know, intimacy. That's what they describe. But that's a different kind of intimacy. That was Obeoyeku, if you want to go look it up, you'll find it there. Okay, now. The third instance about love is involving pride about a relationship between a man and a woman. Okay? And where the woman is the dominant person in the relationship. Okay, now we're looking at Obeiwori, right? The woman is the dominant person in the relationship. And every time the man tries to control the woman, the love, okay, keep falling apart. Story goes is that Ifa in this instance is trying to tell the man not to be so prideful. You know how men, you know, they want to be the king and they want to be the boss, right? To not be so prideful in the way how they're dealing with the woman that they're with, okay? In that way, so they don't lose their way. And so the woman, because the woman herself, how does the story is here, Olodumare or Olofi is describing this woman as a child of God, a child of Olofi, a child of Olorun, a child of Olodumare. Okay? Okay? And this person, strong will, that even though the man fall in love with her, right? Okay? She got to be careful. I mean, he got to be careful that she don't try to exact revenge on him because of the way how he treats her. So this might be somebody coming back again, like going through the cycle and coming back again into the person's life. And the person loved this person as before, the person used to treat that woman badly. But now the woman has come, you know, under the cover of Olodumare, under the cover of Olorunolopu, to exact revenge on the guy. Okay? Okay? That, this Odu say, don't argue with that woman because you're not going to win. And to remedy that situation, you need to give food to Oromila so that you can prosper. Okay? Okay? That's the thing with that Odu. Don't curse other people, especially the woman. And that you have to be very patient. And this is the men I'm talking to avoid becoming desperate or worried over the situation that this woman can create for you. Okay? Interesting. Let me tell you. Okay? So I know people facing stuff like that right now. Mm-hmm. It says in the Odu, it's very worried again. It's talking about then the spouse, whichever one it is, a man or female, that lacks love. Okay? Okay? And that they need to do above because they're lacking in love. They're with somebody that they don't love. But the situation is for maybe survival or something, that they got married or they got together. They got together. So Ifa is actually saying that marriage would remedy the situation, that they're just lovers, right? But when I say lovers in a sexual way, I mean, but they don't really love each other, you know? And that in order to remedy that situation, they marry because marriage is more like a contract, a union, where the two people have to be responsible, okay? Because, you know, if you don't love people, you know, you're liable, when it comes to the sexual thing, you're liable to cheat because you don't love the person, really. You know, that's, you know, probably why a lot of people cheat and whatnot, okay? So, they say that even though you may have everything, you know, like that make a relationship nice, you know, you have money, bills can be paid, you have, you know, you're comfortable, have house, car, whatever, but you still don't have love, okay? Okay? So that's the problem, okay? Okay? All right. That's interesting, huh? All right. So let me see. All right. The next one, the next Odu is Obey Worry, mentioning love again. Obey Worry. Okay, no. I went over that one already. Just a second. Roll down a little bit here. Obey Worry. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, guys, I love doing this, you know. Yeah, so here, if I'm talking about a man that is lacking a good woman, right? Okay, and again, Ifa mentions marrying, but also Ebo to remove an Egun. Okay? Egun could could be the one actually in love with the person. The person's egg wound could be in love with a human being, with a living person, okay, of the opposite, you know, the spouse or girlfriend, whatever, okay? And the egg wound would cause problems or make the person not be in love anymore. So ego has to be done to the egg wound. Okay, so the egg wound too can be a virtuous person. So the egg wound cannot cause the person to be, you know, promiscuous and all of this type of stuff. Boy, let me tell you, I got an egg wound, love my husband so bad, I swear to God. But I be telling him, listen here, leave that guy alone. Yeah, I be telling him, like, hey, girlfriend, you take a seat over there, buddy. I ain't having it. Okay? So let's move on. What we got here now? You know, I think I'm supposed to say, okay, Obedi is talking about desire, right? You know, as a desire. Ooh, buddy. And we all know about that, buddy. When you get with desire, sometimes it can lead you into other things like betrayal, you know, mistrust, falsehood, and all of these type of things, especially if you desire someone and that person may not be yours to have. You know what I mean? It can lead you into doing things and even getting to a point where people act out in revenge, okay, because of their desire, okay? So you got to really take into consideration that you don't want to be desiring nothing that don't belong to you, you know, especially, you know, like people who go with, you know, people's husbands and all this type of stuff, you know, not to desire, even though the other person might be coaxing you, that, oh, yeah, come on. You know, she's 100,000 miles away. Come on, you know, sleep in my bed tonight. Yeah? Yeah. Because all of this is things that go noticed by the spirit is accounted for, you know? These are things accounted for. Okay? Okay? So let's be careful with that, right? All right, let's go down here, buddy. Down. All right. Okay. Now we're talking about Obeyuosu. And Obeyuosu is talking that the person who's living alone, right, it's not good for them. It's better to live with someone else. Okay, so the relationship could cultivate more love. Living apart is not good. It's about that kind of spiritual relationship, which I think is a problem. Well, maybe not I think, but I identify it as a problem that some people may be having in their relationship, and it's spiritual. Okay, it's a spiritual problem. The problem started in a room in heaven, right, where the two people who have met each other here on earth again, their husband and wife, and they may be husband and wife here again, or they maybe just lovers again, right? Right? They may be lovers here. But in heaven, they were husband and wife. But the problem comes in when the husband in heaven is now the wife on earth. And the wife in heaven is now the husband. And one or both of these people are confused or still wanting to remain in the role they had when they were in heaven. They still want to be like the woman and the wife want to be like the man. You, I hope you guys are hearing me with this, okay? This is the real stuff. You better talk about it. Talk about the woman is a man, actually, in her spirit. And trust me, when I met Ocha, right, I was told I carry the spirit of one of my great, great, you know, great grandfathers. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, well, my great grandfather is with me. Not that I'm him. You know what I mean? But then when you look at it, it's like, I'm him. His spirit is not with me, but in me. Right? So then, you know, I guess why I got this explosive character that I got and why I don't tolerate men doing foolishness very much, you know. And so this can cause a great deal of spiritual conflict with the people, okay? Even though they may love each other very much, they can't get along because their rules are, in their spirit, the rule is different. Okay? Their role that they're assuming is like they can't get it together with that role. Right? Okay? And what happens is they end up leaving because somebody, you know, often feels deceived by it, deceived, because you have been, you know, you leave your spouse, and then, you know, you still can't get it together with anybody else because you're already in love with that person. You already love that person. I don't care how you try to get it together, you can't get it together. And totally leave that person alone. And even the Udu says, if you leave the person, if one of the people leaves, one of the spouses leaves, it can cost one of the two people their life. Because according to the sign of Obeyosun, the male or female spouse was your female or male spouse in the previous incarnation. And this sexual confusion to the heart of the core, the problem, because the soul, right, wishes to be who they were in the life before. Hey, Ifa is deeper than D. Let me tell you. Ifa is deeper than D. Ifa is really D. Okay? So it becomes like an identity crisis for the lovers. You know? Hey, you are telling me there's only homosexual people got identity crisis. You know, normal people, regular people, man and woman, got identity crisis. And I want to say this, interject this in here, because, you know, the issue, like some people have this issue about homosexuality. And, you know, in my studies in Ifa, I found that there are people that come to this earth in a different body, a different gender body, but their spirit is the opposite gender. Okay? The spirit is the opposite gender. And they can't change their spirit, no matter how they try. If you force them, you try to force them to change, it becomes like a fiasco. They really got to go get therapy. You know what I mean? So, you know, we have that going on. And I know some people just, you know, decide, I want to be with a man now. I'm a man. I want to be with a man. Woman, oh, yeah, I'm a woman, but I want to be with a woman. And people do that too. But in everything, there's some kind of psychological reason or some kind of feeling spiritually that you're feeling that you feel maybe more comfortable with somebody, with the same gender person. Because you can't tell nobody who to love. That's me. That's what I feel, okay? You just can't tell them, right? Okay? I hope y'all with me. Okay, we are True Talks with Ofe here tonight, too. and we're talking about the Odu perspectives on love, right? Okay, Odu perspectives on love, and what Ifa is saying to us about all these love issues that we have, that we have as human beings, and looking at love at a different, in a different way. That's right, Ashan. You said that they also say like a nail can have a demon spirit attached to them and vice versa. Ashe, ashe, ashe. That is correct. That's absolutely correct. And that's what they're saying, you know? That's exactly what they're saying, all right? Mm-hmm. So over you also is that for this body, where the confused spirit, I mean, they're confused to a point because now they're in a different body. And it's not that the female likes a man, I mean, like another female, or the male likes another male. That's not the issue. The spirit of the person still feels like their female. If he's a man, he still, they were married in heaven, and he still feels like he's a wife. He was a wife. And now he comes to earth again, he beat up, he's like, oh, hell. Oh, you still think you're the wife. Hey, it's deep. It's deep, buddy. It's very deep. Okay? All right? So, we're going on a talk, you know? We're talking about love. We're talking about love in Ifa. 278 entries of love. Boy, you know, you definitely can't get through all of them, you know. But, you know, I'm going to get them out to you guys, you know, because they're really good for examining yourselves and what's going on in your life, what's going on in your life with the other person. And, you know, it really helps you to circumvent a lot of ill feelings when you understand certain things about yourself, period. Okay? Okay, now this talk, this Odu Ogbe Obara, if the man, okay, Clayan Carr is saying, if the man has a feminine over spirit that should be done, what should be done? Is there a correction that needs to be done, or it is to be accepted? Well, I'm not sure, you know, because you're talking about the spirit outside of themselves, Clayton, or the spirit within themselves. Because it could be a spirit outside of the person that's bothering them, to make them feel that way, like my ego that, you know, that loves my husband, right? That, not just loving, you know, like in a sexual way, she loves him. Yeah. I have an ego that loves the dick inside of the guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she don't see anything else that he does. You know what I mean? I do. Anyway. And she doesn't mind. I don't care, you know, but. You know, so please clarify for me, is it the outside egg wound or is the inside the spirit within the person? If it's a spirit within the person, I don't think you can do anything. Because if that was the case, they wouldn't be telling me that I have the spirit of my grandfather, one of my grandfathers inside of me. You know, I mean, and then, you know I act kind of, you know, like mannish and forceful when I'm ready, you know. And I often be told, like, well, boom, look, I see Shango on your face. Anyway, yeah, you see? And then other elements, too, can make, you know, a female appear very, very masculine, you know, even if everything, you know, or she tried with me, she tried to put that soft touch on me, but, you know, a woman's my father, and, it kind of, like, I don't know, it worked a little bit, you know? At least she got me to smile, you know? Yeah, so I don't know if something can be done, you know. Okay, so Kina Caesar is saying that she thinks it's something that should be worked out in life, in this life. And I tend to agree, because even for instance, even for instance, people, you know, like the homosexuals, for example, they came from heaven like that. That's meaning probably that's part of their agreement. They're like, yeah, you know, I don't care if I'm a man, a boy or a girl, a male or a female, but I want to have this experience and that experience. I want to experience what it feels like to be with a man. I want to experience what it feels like to be with a woman. And that's probably part of their own destiny, part of something that, you know, where they what they have to experience to see if they're comfortable with that. Kelly Marie is saying, I have heard there would have to be corrections that would have to be done on the person. Okay, Claire, I think she's responding to you. Okay, all the inside, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she said that I have heard there would have to be corrections that would have to be done on the person in order to reverse the situation for the person, mm-hmm. which is why it's important to get readings, Asher, to get readings so it can be caught and certain work can be done, certain rituals. Mm-hmm. Well, I think at one point, like with me, my egg bay was trying to intervene, right? To like to straighten something out between me and my husband, but he appealed to the egg bay, to his egg bay before I did. I could get a chance to appeal to my egg bay. He went and appealed to his egg bay that it be remained the same. Mm-hmm. And then he told me afterward. I'm like, listen, you know, I don't know how that will work, buddy. Anyway, but, you know, I kind of agree with you, Kelly. You know, I'm not sure. But, you know, there's something for me to look into and to ask, you know. I can ask, you know, about it and to see if, you know, which is the way that you can go with it. Okay? Because, I mean, but I still feel that once you come from a wound, it's part of your agreement, that you, you know, because in the case of, like for me and my husband, I didn't say, you know, I want to be a man, you know, like be, you know, have a male spirit. I think that, well, let me just take that back. I think that decision for my grandfather's spirit to come inside of me was made as part of the agreement of my egg being. Even though I came, maybe it was his turn to come back, and there wasn't the son there or the male there for him to come back. So, you know, I was a likely candidate, you know, because, you know, it's not just about what we agree to do when we come here. We have obligations that we promise to our egg being, you know, our society of, our heavenly society of people, our comrades that we left in heaven. We have agreements with them like, okay, I'm going to come and I'm going to be somebody's auntie. I'm going to be somebody's sister. You know, I'm going to use somebody going to be my husband, somebody going to be my child, blah, 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 blah. You know, so these are all the things that we agree to, you know. Interesting, okay. So now, in this Odu or Obeobara, they're talking about being a woman, not, you know, being careful of just falling in love, you know, at first sight, like, falling in love. I think that's what happened now. You know, I see faith on Facebook. Oh my God. And I said, there goes trouble. And I like, oh, let me come back and look at trouble again. Mm-hmm. Saying nothing else. Anyway, So here's it. Be careful with a man you met, right? At a party. Okay? And you fell in love with this person, or this person fell in love with you. Because they're saying the person is not going to respect that you might have a compromise with someone else. I mean, meaning you might have somebody else, been in a relationship with somebody else. Okay? And this can bring problems to you and the person. Tell me, Marie, you're laughing at me. Yeah, so now you, okay, Kina is saying, and going back to you, players, Kina is saying that now we have to learn how to reverse rules, right? And I agree with her. You know, I mean, it's hard, you know, it's hard, you know. I try to ocean thing, try to tone it down, be like, oh, yes, yes, yes. But then, and I think he's trying too, but I think with how he tried, he do the opposite. He, like, want to be forceful. And I'm not having that. I'm like, oh, well, are you challenging me? I should be nice, but you should be forceful. I don't think so. No. Because, you know, I hate the feeling of, and I say hate because that's the strongest way I can express it, but I hate to feel like I can't be myself, you know, like I gotta not be myself to please somebody else. Okay, that don't go right with me. Anyway, so in Obeobara, yes, you gotta be very careful, especially you meet this person at a party. And I know you got people out there, you know, you go out there, you know, you looking. You look at somebody, ask me today if I'm looking for a relationship. I'm like, no, I'm scared. I said, that's right, you know. So, you know, that's part of the issue that I'm having because I can't compromise myself, like who I am, you know, to please somebody, especially if they're trying to force me to do it, that don't work with me at all, you know. That's what got me in trouble with the people when they were fighting me all these years on those pages, you know. That's what happened. They were trying to force me, you know, to stop being myself, you know. Okay, so now, in Obeobara 2, they're talking about the woman that always destroy her own relationship, that she's cultivated. She get it together, and, you know, before she can get married, she destroys the relationship. So Ifa is saying that, you know, she will never get married, you know, and that the woman also keeps a secret lover, right? Somebody else that she you know, having sexual intercourse or whatever with, but she doesn't know that this person can harm her, the other person, because the other person, she thinks it's just sex, but the other person may be loving her too. Okay, thank you, baby. Yeah, thank you for laughing with me. Yeah, okay, so here Eva is saying that, okay, it's like a love triangle. You know, the love is one-sided on every side. You know, the woman loves the other man. The other man that she loves don't love her, but the other man on the side loves her, but she don't love him, okay? And this can end up with somebody getting hurt physically, okay? So Bara, Obeobara warns about that. And, of course, you know, Ifa always... Ifa, the advise the person to seek Ifa and get something done about that, because it can lead to big problems. Okay? Because, you know, there's betrayal and, you know, there's, you know, envy and enemies to be created because of this, the love is not being boy, let me tell you. Okay? So, Lord have mercy, it's a fire. Okay, so then we have now Oak Bay Okanla, right? Wow. It says, hey, this is interesting. Ormila fell in love in Obelkana. Okay. And, but the way how it is described is the wife, her husband was an elephant. I ain't quite understanding this, but anyway, her husband was an elephant. Okay? And she went away with Oromila. When the elephant found out, he went to look for Oromila with the intentions of killing him, right? Okay. But Oromila found out and he did a reading and the sign of Bilkara came out. So he made the ebbo with the prickly leaf of the cactus and whatever else ingredients, you know, instead of the rest of the ingredients, you know, we mean, you know, eja, epo, agbado, you know, all these things, you know, the corn, the fish, the rats and whatnot. And he made a scent of puna all around his house. So when the elephant knew that Oromila was in his house, he decided to storm the house. Tuna, you know, that's what they call the kind of prickly pear, you know, that have lots of thorns in it. And he did not realize this. And he stormed the house with all his might, and he got a lot of thorns in his body. And imagine a thorn that's going to the elephant's body. You want to stick the elephant hind in? But, you know, this got to be a metaphor for something. Anyway. And this caused him to go into a coma. And Oromila did not leave his side until he died. So Oromila just stay right there and let the elephant die, right? And then the thirst of the elephant, Oromila took his thirst and made the Iwofa, right? Which was the only thing missing from his implements to make a bow. Boy, I'm telling you, you gotta be careful. Oh, buddy, you know, love can kill and love can cure. All right, my prayer for Oromila, you use your head and defeat, even though you take the man wife, right? The elephant wife. Ay, 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 ay. This is interesting. Okay. So now, even in Obeokanran, the same Oduku, because this talk about a woman being unfaithful too, right? And the only thing that suffer from being unfaithful is to receive Orisha, you know? Her from, you know, the consequences of being unfaithful. Yeah, you know, the woman needs to need to receive Orisha. You know, it's a sign of unfaithfulness. Okay? And she should pay attention to her, the advice and the love that it's coming from the other women in the family, like the older women, like her mother, her grandmother, who is helping her to not have the obsession, right? With, you know, cheating and everything, you know? Because sometimes it becomes an obsession, you start cheating, and you figure you could get away with it, you know? And next thing you know, you get caught because you just get carried away. You make mistakes and boom, next thing you know, somebody done tell your husband or wife something, they done cooping you. Next thing you know, you get catch red handed. Because you know when people have sex, they don't hear, see, nothing else. You know, they're, oh, yes, okay, yes, big, supposed to be party, dogs. Other people ain't hear nothing, like you get totally deaf, dumb, and blind. Let me tell you, that's a lot of people that get caught. Okay, so now we go on to Obeyogunda, right? So Obeyogunda now is talking about, that the man needs to do above to make sure that when he's making love to his spouse or another woman, that he's, you know, like an iron, a lion in Zion. So he wouldn't be embarrassed, right, during the sexual act, right? He wouldn't be embarrassed in front of his wife or lover, right? So you got to do above to make sure that the boy is on attention and can do his work, right? Okay. Y'all don't mess with me. Okay, obey God. This is my You know, it's going like that. Oh, what happened, honey? What happened? Like, man, get away. Anyway, so now we got to, y'all got to be laughing with this. It's Ifa, is Ifa doing this film? You know what I mean? It's not me. Ifa doing it. Obey Ika, right? Obey Ika says, talking about love binding spell that people do to, especially men do to women, right? I mean, women do to men too, you know, love binding spells. I ain't gonna get into it deep because I know there's a lot of different things that people do to bind people. Okay? I just say I have a love binding spell here, you know, it's been on to me, I mean, for a lot of years. I just barely get half of it, I swear. And then the violin spell is just, you know, like, you know, the person could be the worst thing, and you'd be like, but I love him. Like, that was them the violin spells is no good. They're no good. But anyway, so it's Omega. It's about the violin spell, right? And person need to do a bump because they're being fed, they're buying, right? They eat it. They're buying them through their mouth, through the food, okay? Okay? And they got a whole ebo, you know, you got to do with peony seeds and different things. Even when the man get buying, they buy the woman too. Because, you know, men like to eat from women. And when the man get buying, they buy the woman, right? This thing he got to do to his testicles to break the bind. Okay, so all then if I would do Obeika, you know, so you know you gotta get with a babalawo if that's the problem. But you know, I never allow people to tell me what their major problem is that they're having. I say let Ifa determine what the problem is that you're having, and that's the ebo that we do, because you might be coming for one thing and it's something else. I mean, I know you have a lot of people that do Ebo, so people who work, so people spiritual work, because they ask them to do it, right? But I don't work like that. I always read it first, and then according to what comes out, then I would do the Ebo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, so we got here now. Hi. Okay. And now they're talking about a woman binding a man again. This is the same Ofe Ika, you know. Ofe Ika, yeah, buddy. The woman done bind him because she used a little bit of your Noah from the Noah, right? And the poor man, she feed it to him, you know. We have a lady that be on YouTube. That lady does just freak me out, okay? She does different things when it comes to like a relationship thing, like different spiritual things. And she's showing everybody like, okay. I mean, that lady that just bought me. I said, I know she knows people who literally go and do what she's showing them, you know. They're going to literally go and do it, you know, but you know, everybody have their ethics and their morals that is going to hold and not, you know, do things to people that you wouldn't want done to yourself, you know what I mean? That's what I feel about it, yeah? Mm-hmm. All right, so now we at Obey, Obe had a whole bunch of things about love. I tell you, Paul talks about love, right? But this love is the love that you have for the Orisha and the life that you're living with the Orisha, right? Okay? Like having a love life with the Orisha. Being happy with your Orisha. Like, you know, one person asked me, you know, about what if she wanted to throw her wishes away. And I like, my mouth just dropped open. Like, you know, I'm like, what? Do I have to take care of them forever? And I'm like, I'm like, you know, what if I want to throw them away? I'm like, oh, God. I just say, you know, it's best you cultivate the love with your wishes. That way you're not going to want to throw them away. You know, you're not going to want to throw them away, especially if you know that Orisha, you know, you're happy with Orisha and make you feel happy. Okay? So in this instance, you say the person is fighting with themselves, right? Okay? And they're upset because they're thinking one thing, but then they're doing the other. So they're always going to fight with themselves all the time. What if I say that they're not only fighting with themselves, they're fighting with the world around them as well, with everything. So they're employing the person to love themselves more and to stop abusing themselves, okay? And to, you know, try to have more faith in the Orisha. You know, because some people, like, you know, if they don't see Orisha, like, do something, like, magical for them, you know, and some people are just, you know, lazy. They don't want to put the effort into, you know, perpetuating, getting to understand the Orisha and all that they say, so they can, you know, reap something good. They don't want to see, you know, the real miracles of what the Orisha can do. You know, I mean, I could testify, you know, that the Orisha work wonders. Okay? You know, I like I tell people, you know, the first time I ever felt like I was saved, the same thing, like what the Orisha, like what they, the Christians talk about, you know, the saving business, you know, I have the story, you know, I used to, when I was a young girl, I used to go every Sunday up raise my hand, going back to church and go raise my hand. I want to come up and accept Jesus Christ and Lord and Savior. Every Sunday I used to go to the pastor for the stop to me, right? And, you know, by asking me, like, you know, why you keep doing that? Why every Sunday? Yeah, because every time I go up every Sunday and then I don't wait a whole weekend, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel like I'm saved, you know. I still, you know, try to cross the bar, what I display, and I still, you know, all the things that they teach you not to do. And I still do this, I still do that. And then, you know, I think after they say, you know, Jesus Christ forgive me and everything and la, 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 la. And then you save and then you get a different feeling. You become a different person. The closest thing that I ever felt of being saved was when I got caught with Ocha Widow's shoe. I mean, teardrops were coming out of my eye. I was crying like so much that I wet down the front of my blouse, my dress, right? I wet it down, and everybody in there was crying when, you know, when Ocean came down, boom, you know? And it felt like, ooh, buddy, it felt like my whole body gets split open, like something just went through from the top of my head and went down, boom, in my body, and then I felt like a giant, feel like a giant right now. Every time I feel like I'm walking with something else other than my just my little body, you know? And yeah, you know, so Usun, you know, she's seen as a giant. People have told me they see a giant woman, a giant, you know, with me, you know? So I'm like, hey, Ashaya, yeah, you know? She covered me, yeah, in a lot of ways, you know? Yeah, you know, I talk about things like this. I get emotional, you know? I get the same feeling like how I felt then, you know, the fear for you, yeah. Yeah, so they tell on the person to be faithful, you know, to take care of themselves and love themselves, okay? That's what we do, all right? Don't treat yourself like you're a nothing. Treat yourself like you're everything. You're something to be loved, even if you think somebody else loves you, yeah? Okay, here we go to love binding again. If I'm talking about love binding, you know. Okay? Love binding. Okay? Isaiah, open your Torah. Talk about love binding again. When this Ifa speak of Amare, love binding. You know, this is when you're to go and get 16 of those pastries or sweet pastries, okay, and then give them to Ifa. For 16 days, you do that with prayer, okay? Then you got to take it out to a plant or a tree and, you know, other things you do with it. You know, all of it is inside of it, a whole bunch of things, but you know, you do that so you could release the love binding. You could break the love binding spell that you have on you. So even when you get love binding, and love binding is not good. It takes away from the, that's why I don't do those things for people. I don't do no love binding. And I, you know, I just love his buddy God with his other lady. And I want him back here with a bloody panty. I don't do that. Mm-mm. Robert. Hey, baby, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, you know, I don't do the love binding thing at all. You know, and I don't want nobody to do it to me. So y'all are just break off of one, you know, so I know. You know, then you be acting like a moo-moo. Like, you know, if somebody got you tired, you act like a moo-moo. You give them all your money and they don't give you shit. See? I'm a priest, I'm not a saint, okay? So I could say shit and all the other things. Yeah, don't penalize me for that, you know? This is life for you, yeah? So the love binding things, they're producing it, and you get this or do it, and that's your problem. You got love bind, it got means you can break the love binding spell if you have Ifa. And you know the proper Odu, or you go to Ifa. and let the Baba Lao, the Yan Father, everything freak it out for you, right? Okay? So now we got, so you're listening to True Talk to the Ofeofe. All right, and we're live on Facebook. Yeah, we have Facebook Live too, buddy. Mm-hmm. And where our topic is, Odui's Top Perspectives on Love, right? And that's what we're talking about here tonight. Ooh, buddy. So, let's move on. I tell you, 278 entries in Ifa Odu's that mentioned the word love. 278. So you're not going to be talking for like a couple weeks, right, on this one same topic. Yeah? Move on. Let's move on. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here now. Okay, here is where somebody put witchcraft and somebody else is going to love them. So it's not really a love binding. They probably use a charm, because things like that, you can make a charm and, you give it to the person and then they think it's something else. They think it's helping them, but it's helping the person. You got to be very careful with these things, all right? And in this case, the Ebo really go to Shango and Ifa and Oromela, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay? And, of course, and also to Obi, because, love finding things in it. Witchcraft done to people that involves love is very, very, that's what caused this guy here the other day, that preacher from Ghana and his wife, he killed his wife in Orlando, caused that man to do that. That man actually said on video he thought his wife was a witch. And, you think somebody in a witch, what are you doing? You want to protect yourself from the witch, right? And, he emptied, his revolver. He emptied the gun in the woman's face. He shot her in the face, like, multiple times. Killed her dead. He made sure she was dead, okay? And the point about it here, though, it started with the idea that there's witchcraft involved, that something was done, and it has a lot to do with control too, control, especially when somebody's trying to control somebody else with witchcraft. You see what I mean? And maybe he was just calling her witch because no matter what he did, he couldn't get her controlled. So he just said, okay, I'm going to go the old-fashioned way. Let me just take you out, blah, 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 blah. And you're finished. You're done. Okay? So that's why Ogun, Egun, Ifa and Chango are involved in this effort here, right? All of it. All those heavy hitting solutions are like, hey, we gotta do something heavy for this person. So the female is, most likely to get tied up in this type of problem, this type of witchcraft. Okay? Ah, boy. Mm-mm. This thing we call love, eh? Woo, boy. So now, Obeyete, talks about betrayal by the spouse, right? From your husband or wife. Because of the woman being caught in a love triangle with two men. Okay? Be careful because one of them will kill you. That's what Ifa says in Obeyete. Okay? Be careful. Okay? Avoid arguing with the husband or lover because he could kill you, one of them, the husband or the lover. Okay? That's something, buddy. And especially when you got the goodies and everything. They're like, hey. I want some of the cookie jar. Then the cookie jar empty. Hey, boy, that's the end of that, really. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, Daddy. So let's move on here. So, all right. So the woman gets caught in the act too. She gets caught red-handed. Missionary, or, you know, surrender style, you know, but instead of the hands of the people. And I am laughing, but there's some serious stuff that's happened to people. And some of them really get killed for real. Okay? Okay? And they also talk about the woman who, the spouse, the man, walk away from her because she doesn't conform, and she's too jealous. She's always about, you know, be jealous about, you know how they just want to crucify a woman for having another man, but they don't crucify a man for having another woman. You see what I mean? This is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing. You see what I mean? Okay? This is the kind of thing, yeah? All right? Okay. So now we're talking about Obishe. Obishe, right? I have this Odu, you know. I have Obishe. Obishe with Oya. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Let's talk about Shango and Olokun. That, you know, the love relationship can be good with Shango and Olokun, you know, together. And even to have these Orisha, you know, children of Shango, they're very happy if they're beside Olokun. The children of Olokun, they're happy beside Shango. But it's always a case where one of them seduces the other one, right? Because of vanity, yeah? Right? And that even the guard, you have to guard against, like, if you have one of these Orisha as your Orisha, like Olokun, or you have Shango as your Orisha, that you don't always get in a altercation or something with other people because of having the whatever the vain things that these two Orishas that represent. You know, Shango is, you know, like known as the macho man type of Orisha. You know, Olokun is like, yeah, I'm the rich nigga, right? I'm the rich guy in the bunch. You know what I mean? So you see, so this happens, you know? And you know, when we talk about Olokun too, we're talking about androgynous beings too, you know? So Olokun is not just male, but female, right? You know, people ask me about that, you know? But Olokun is known as one of the deities where you can perpetuate for children, like a sex deity, you know, that you can perpetuate if you want children and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay? Careful, because of the seductive qualities of these four niches, right? And when you start to do that, okay, you would be pulling the person's energy, like pulling out their energy from them, right? Okay? And that's what they say, don't mistake love for vanity. Like, you know, don't do that. Love is love, vanity is a next story, you know? I mean, but, you know, we all get carried away by what we see, you know? We see something and we want it. That's what happened to me, you know? I saw, you know, my husband and I was like, let me take an examination. And then they're like, oh, God! Anyway, you are in love, of the fool, right? But you are in love, or you're a woman with a dominating personality. Yeah? okay? And that woman can kick the ass of whichever woman is obsessing over you. That is my That reminds me of my son when I was younger. Oh my God. The women in the island used to know not to mess with my husband then, buddy. I had another husband then. They were like, no. That lady would kick my ass. Even though my husband might be flirting with them, they say, no, stop. That lady would beat me up, you know? And I probably would have beat that. I said, like, hey. Mm-hmm. I remember one night. And this, you know, I had a boyfriend there. That was my husband, but, you know, we were good at each other. And, you know, I was at his house. He was on a different island. And he said, I go over there, go meet him, and then we could take exchange weekends with each other or whatnot. You know? So, I'm over there, 11 o'clock in the night. Here come a woman, come knocking, asking him to go out somewhere. And he's telling her, my lady is here. And she's still insisting that he come go out with her. Let me tell you something. I come out of the bathroom, stop Mother Nature. Stand up in the front of the two of them. I said, you want him to go leave this with you? That's the kind of thing. And I'm like, no way. Mm-mm. I said, if you go here, they had a piece of pipe by the door, right, to hold the door open. I said, he was, if you make one step out of the door, I will beat you and the lady with this pipe. I'm that guy just looking to be like, oh, my God, tell me, listen, you go about your 11 o'clock at night. She was just crazy, boy, I'm telling you. But this time, it's talking about that the woman with a dominating personality, and she's going to harm you. She's going to harm you who is obsessed with her man. The woman, the other woman, say, warning women, don't. The woman with this side is warning her not to mess with other women. The other woman, man, the man is not hers. Because the other woman will earn her backside. Mm-hmm. Okay? She's going to physically abuse you, right? Even before you act on whatever it is that you were thinking. She's going to beat your backside. Because this woman, she is an older woman too, they say, and she likes to fight. Imagine. Interesting. Okay? So, you know, y'all be careful. I'll be trying to see people managing, you know. Serious? All right, let's move on. I like these Odus, you know, because it's talking on a broad spectrum. It's talking about love for life itself, and then it's talking about the little do's and don'ts that we shouldn't, you know, engage in, and things that people do are because of love, you know, like love by misspell. They do witchcraft to you, all kind of things for love. They tie you up, you know. They use charms on you, you know, a whole bunch of things. And a lot of people get duped because they won't be, they're so desperate for the love and for the feelings that they're having. And they want to, you know, they want it by any means. And a lot of people get duped. Some people, you know, get, you know, people that help them, you know, do that type of stuff. But some, a lot of people get duped because, you know, of the desperation. And have a time, you know, it's not even a, you know, somebody gets one person saying, you know, my husband left me, I want him back and stuff like that. And things like that, you know. Times what the Orisha, when you're done reading with the Orisha is telling you, the person, to learn to love yourself. Yeah? Love yourself first. And probably that's where the person left saying, you know, love yourself. Okay, now this issue of love has to do with a physical ailment. And when you think about it, you know, it's an ailment of the heart, right? And that's why, you know, sometimes we say, oh, people die of broken heart, and that being true. You know, they die of a broken heart, meaning, well, you know, the longing for love caused their heart to not work properly. And they, you know, and they die. Okay? Odu, for Yeku Ogbe, right? It's saying that the person has a hole in their heart. He or she has never loved anybody or never been in love in their own entire life and is insensitive to the pains of other people, and in return, they bring pain onto themselves. It's like some karmic shit, for real, okay? So here now, I always say, you know, I've been in love, like in love twice. You know, when I was young, I had somebody that's my first daughter's father. I mean, I don't know if I was in love. I was just too young to know to you know, but we, you know, we had a child together, you know, too young to actually feel and, you know, express what love is like. But I know that the two men I married, you know, that I, you know, I fell in love with them before I married them. I know I love them. Even I still love them today, even though, you know, I ain't trying to have none of them. But I, you know, I love them as just people, period, right? So instead a person has a hole in their heart and anyone in their life because they're insensitive to anybody in their life. And so they really don't understand pain. The only way they could process the pain of not being loved and loving somebody is physical way. Where they, you know, they have a hole in their heart. I mean, a real hole, honest to goodness, hole. Okay? And so that's an interesting, Vernie and Mitchell, how are you there, heart? Thank you for joining, yeah? Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is, you know, how people, you know, can, you know, make themselves ill. You know, I just happy that, you know, I, even if I never fall in love with anybody else again, I feel that this experience of falling in love, that everybody should feel it. A lot of us, you know, we wing it, we go through, and we really don't get that feeling of being in love. I mean, being in love and loving somebody, that's different completely thing. Okay? There's some different things, you know, so like I said, you can love somebody, and, you know, they ain't the best person in the world, but you still love them. You understand? Mm-hmm. Okay? And they ain't the best person in the world for you either, you know? Okay. What? Okay, buddy. Here, the Ifa is talking about in Oyeko Iwori of brothers and sisters that are twins that marry their family without knowing that it's their family. And it also caution of, you know, falling in love with your own family without doing a paternity test, you know. And, you know, therefore you result in this, you know, children that are maybe not, you know, well, fully well. And, yeah, you got to be so careful, you know. You know, I've had my family members try to pick me up and stuff. And I didn't know they were my family member until I actually look at their face. Yeah, this guy tried to pick me up on a boat one time coming when I was home in the island, coming over, you know, from one island to the next. The same island, Tortola, that they tell everybody from the U.S., but, you know, don't marry nobody from over there. They're all related over there, right? Anyway, so he's coming from Tortola, coming from Tortola, seeing my people. And next thing you know, he making talk to me behind, and he's sitting behind me in the boat, and he making talk to me. you know, talking, that kind of thing. You know, I've been watching you. I want to take you to lunch. Let me get over there. Blah, 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 blah. You know? So finally, you know, he sent me something. He's telling me so much things to make me want to look at this. But I sort of want to look at this. I said, one look in the man's face and said, look at you. You look just like a pharaoh. He said, his mother is a pharaoh. I said, you see? I said, and hey, you trying to pick up your family member. So finally, anyway, I did go to lunch and then went to meet his mother who worked in a restaurant. And next thing you know, we related. I'm telling you, just by looking at the guy, yeah? Thank God I got that Ache buddy, because, oh, boy, that would have been a mistake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're moving right along. We're listening to True Talk with Ofei Ofei, and we're live on Facebook, and we're talking about Ita Odu, perspectives on love, right? And, you know, let me tell you, we can go on and on, because there's 278 entries of the word love in Ifa. Mm-hmm. According to my own research, yeah? So, yeah, that fraternity thing. Y'all got to be careful, buddy. Who you dating? Who you dating? Who you sleeping with and everything, la, la, la. Okay. All right. Got to be so careful. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we gone out to Oyeko Owari, okay? Oyeko Owari. And, you know, women, is always, women have another lover, okay? So here we're talking about women. They have another lover, right? The woman has another lover. But the lover is so in love with the woman that the lover is going to go and confront the legitimate spouse. And there could be an argument, a fight, and bloodshed, and then police. Mm-hmm. So one thing, you know, that's why I encourage people to study their rules, you know, especially your dues of that you get with whatever deity that you got and what the deities are saying to you, because I don't think the deities just receive them and they don't have nothing to say to you. That's not how it goes. The deities always have something to say to you, and the guide that the deities have, the things that the deities have to say to you is to your dues of Ifa, right? And how Ifa is guiding you in this way to you know, to help you throughout your life with the sign that they give you. You know, some people it's just a destiny sign. Some people they got Orisha, Udu from Orisha. Some people they got Udu from Ifa, right? Okay? And these guide your life. So even when you get, like, if you get an Udu from Ifa, especially for your destiny, you go do Ishefa or Ikefa, you got to know these Udus back and front, because I always feel like nobody know Ifa 100%. It could be the most knowledgeable of Babalawo. But nobody know Ifa 100%. But there are some themes in Ifa that are not described to you fully during your Ita. That's the time that you sit down to hear what the Orisha said. Right? And it's up to you now to go and investigate and learn more about your Odu. That's why people, you see people, some people are asking some Babalawos, and Yarifas too now, would ask you, what is your Odu? And you tell them so they too can enhance their own memory. And, you know, we enhance their memory of the Odu, of what they know of the Odu, so you would learn more of your Odu. So never get tired of asking people, telling people, like, what is your Odu? Because in a dance, they could visit you with your Odu, you know. And even though some people think so, oh, your Odu is so limited, do this charm. And they start writing, you know. I mean, that's people that they have their own issues to deal with. Okay? And they, you know, and then, you know, usually all of that stuff come right back to them, you know. I'm telling you. Yeah, so, in, you know, so in this time, maybe the person needs Oyeku, Owari, the person needs Ogun, because Ogun to Ogun could protect them from getting killed, yeah? And also, so Ogun can help them to own whatever they need to own in the world, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay? And that even in this sign, it talk about, even the cheating woman, it talk about the spouse, the man of the house that belongs to the house that you live, he is the only one that can help you. You know, through Ifa. So that man himself needs to have Ifa. Right? Okay? And maybe that's the only way he'll understand that you're cheating on him and stuff, you know? At least he'd be willing to fight for you when the other man comes, but hey, I want your wife. So yeah, boy, listen, these people have so much problem. Okay. This is something, let me see, so Oyeku Obara, right, talk about love finding secrets. Talk about love binding secrets again, buddy. Let the person with the sign know how to do love binding spells. Boy, y'all be careful with Oyeku Obara, okay? You gotta say that person. That person knows love binding spells, how to do it. Oh, yeah. Be careful, love. Secret, that's where the secret of love binding spell is known. Aya, let me tell you. Okay. Say. What? Say. A woman, right? Somebody is going to give her a necklace, right? So that in the future, the person is protected from the man that they marry, from killing them. You understand? They're protected from killing them. So, you know, these, I don't know what kind of necklace, I mean, because I like it, you know, whatever, but this needs further investigation. But the woman, talking about the woman, that the woman doesn't belong, right, to her husband or her lover, okay? The person who, the woman, that like somebody did witchcraft, then that she, you know, men would be with her, but that's not the right person, and it's all because somebody buried witchcraft in front of her door. Okay? You see what can happen to people? So the lady needs to get away from the lover and the husband as fast as she possibly can. Okay? And it most likely, you know, I'm going to tell y'all how I see, like, when things are being said in Ifa, right? Sometimes Ifa talk in one Odu about several different things, right? But everything that is said tie into the other thing that's being said, events, do's and don'ts and all of these type of things. And they tie in. When you're thinking, it don't have nothing to do with the other thing, that if I just say one thing and then they jump to the next thing. No. I learned that in the most difficult way very long ago because I read people too, you know? And when the spirit says something and then they say the other thing, it's very easy for you if you have some kind of prior knowledge about the person, it's easy for you to perceive that if I'm talking about this particular person or this particular issue, in fact, if I'm not talking about the person, that's where further investigation is warranted. When if I say something and you're a little confused about it, you need to check and ask IFA if what you are, if what you are processing is the correct thing, right? Okay, for instance, here it's talking about the same woman that doesn't belong to her husband or her friend, right? Or her lover. She don't belong to them because somebody do witchcraft for her to be with that person. They could be somebody close, like a friend. Right? Because here if I is telling saying further in this Odu, to get away right away and avoid dressing and being like your friend, because you could switch places with your friend and die. Avoid dressing like someone or being like someone else because you could die. Ain't that some mess? Ooh, buddy. So continue with Oyeku Okaran, right? Oyeku Okaran talk about sin that shouldn't brag about what they have in a love, in a lover, you know, about the good things of their lover and all of this type of stuff, so as to avoid misfortune. Because even people like to talk badly about it, especially if you're telling somebody all the jealousy and everything. Then you tell somebody something, and then they start like, oh, who the hell she thinks she is and all this kind of stuff. How the hell she get that mad at you? You know, she ain't got that good character and all of these things. So people are warning about things like that, you know, so, you know, don't gossip. Don't listen to gossip. And, you know, careful what you say about your good fortune. So, keep, you know, like keep your good fortune to yourself so that, you know, and you love most don't go away from you, yeah? Okay? All right, you guys. I don't even know what kind of time we're having. What kind of time are we having? Let me check in here. With our Block Talk listeners, y'all have anything to say? Anybody raising their hand up here? A Block Talk? Okay, everybody just listening attentively, I guess, because it's Odus, right? So we have something like 3 minutes left. So I'm going to go through a couple more of these Odus, and then I'm going to say, you know, how you can find some of this information that I'm talking about. You know, I try to list the Odus for you so you can understand where to look. I hope you have been taking some notes. And when you're studying the Odus, that you can go and find these passages yourself, right? Okay. Okay, so let's go to... Yeah, so that one is because of gossip, you know, being so happy about what you have, the love of your life and all this stuff. And next thing you know, there goes somebody pulling from under your feet. You know, jealousy is a bad thing, okay? So, talk about the person that's fighting with someone else's lover or for the possession of something or that lover that belongs to somebody else, okay? Definitely, you got to do it both, okay? Because, you know, it's talking about getting trapped and getting tied up, you know, getting hurt, I mean, okay? Oh, buddy, you know, basically, you know, all the these issues about love is, you know, if I is urging us to do what is right, you know what I mean? Yeah, Ifa is urging us to do what is right in every instance, right? And, you know, sometimes it takes a sacrifice, like in the beginning when I spoke about me, you know, in the guy's looking over, in that guy, right? That the ultimate sacrifice was to spare the inhabitants of the earth and, you know, be proud of, you know, his creation, his ability to create man, right? Omoluabi, mm-hmm. Yep. And so, you know, there we have it in a nutshell, you know, that the things that you might want to, you love don't necessarily have to be a human being, and it don't have to be in a possessive way or anything like that. It just has to be in the most wonderful way that you respect the creation that you made, right? You respect the bond that you made with somebody, whether you're married or whatever. And once you have respect, you know, that's why, you know, they always say respect is greater than love. Then if you don't respect me, how can you love me? You see? But all of that comes in with jealousy and the different other things that come with love, distrust, and all of these type of things, right? So I'd like to thank you all for listening to me tonight, you know, and you can find, there are several books out on Ifa now, you know. I know Solabade Popular has a few volumes out that people study from, and, you know, from the perspective of, you know, of his Ifa, of how he sees Ifa, you know, Solabade Popular. And also, if you want to find some free information, you can go to, what is Scribe, you know, S-C-R-I-B-D, right? .com, you know, scribd.com, and, you know, you can the word Ifa, and you'll find a lot of documents, a lot of information on Ifa. That's why I found this information here. And, you know, you can begin to study even further, you know, get books on Ifa and everything. Rahim, you come in when I'm finished, darling. How are you? How are you? So we're ending the program now, and, you know, so, you know, get to studying those or those, especially looking at it from where you are, right? And your problem, your situation. And don't forget, if you need to do a ball, you don't know the ball, you haul your ass and you go to, you know, the Babalawo, or let the Babalawo give you insider information on what Ifa says about your issue, whatever issue it is that you're having, right? And do the proper ball. And call it a day, right? I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you all very much for listening. And I hope you got something out of this live and out of this program on Truth of Little Fairfe. And we'll see you next time. And next time, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to be speaking on yet, but y'all can maybe give me some. Oh, thank you, Dean. Love you too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll see you all next time on Truth Talks with Ofe and on live Facebook Live. Yep, definitely. Alrighty, so let's have some today, love.
I'm not one of those people who feels that because a man lets off a small fan, you is entitled to anything offer you. When a woman share her body with you, is when she share her body with you. I don't business if she has your purchase a yacht and like a mountain and like a star for her. However, we cannot sit down and one man just to put the man's up because it is not correct. Clearly, if you meet the man and today you are begging money, you're not interested in this man for any relationship. You do not want any conversation or any, even in fabulous body. What you think is that this man is type of ATM that you don't even ask to in a yard, you just throw it and money from flying off, flying off, flying off.
Baby, you go lovey, me your love is sweet like tangerine. Baby, you go hobby, me your love is sweet like. Baby, I go lovey, your love is sweet like tangerine. Baby, I go hobby, your love is sweet like.
If the level three can check us, pick out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big stuff. Most refined girl, more can reach out. And I'm NCA, more can speak out. Man, not three types, I'm Ibapa. I be big boy, me share outcast. So for that day, oh for party, I be good dressy, lay and just asking. Oh, then she go girl, oh, my pastor. Oh, could hear you wanna low my bag on. Oh, there ain't any shush, lano. You bring fire to my wood, oh, for that no. Oh, 1 minute, get on the Zura. Oh, bad dollar.